From KERA in Dallas, this is Think. I'm Chris Boyd, speaking today with Marissa Evans of the Texas Tribune, who reports for them on health and human services policies. Her recent article is called Dangerous Deliveries. Is Texas doing enough to stop moms from dying? And that's what we're talking about today. All right, first, I want to get a sense of these numbers. It would seem that mothers' deaths associated with childbirth would be a fairly straightforward thing to tabulate. So why is that in dispute?
Well, it's in dispute for a couple of reasons. The way that the different definitions behind maternal mortality differs. So for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they have their own way of counting it. And then at the state level, we have our own definition of counting it too. So when you have these two very important agencies, in our case, the Texas Department of State Health Services and the Federal Centers for Disease Control saying, we're counting it in these different ways, and we have these different numbers to show for it, that's where we come into having a problem.
But everybody agrees the numbers in Texas are on the rise?
Exactly. Everyone that I talked to with our reporting said, regardless of what the numbers are, you know, these numbers shouldn't be where they are. They are rising. There are women dying. And, you know, no matter how you look at the definitions, people still need to be paying attention to this issue, and we still need to kind of figure out what we can do to protect mothers as they prepare for childbirth.
Is this happening in a lot of other states too? Are maternal mortality rates increasing all over the country?
It is. You know, that's actually another reason too why Texas is still not doing great, but we're not the only ones. That is something very important to note. You have states like Mississippi who are also seeing a rise in maternal mortality. You know, California once at one time saw a rise too, but they've started to lower their rate, which has been a really big news for public health world. So, like I said, you know, it's rising everywhere, but in Texas, we're still considered a top 10 place for that happening.
I want to be clear here. The numbers in any given year, including the worst years in Texas, are still low enough to mean that it's rare for a woman to die after she's given birth. But if I understand correctly, the concern is that a lot of these deaths are still probably unnecessary.
Exactly. You know, and that's something that we heard time and time again from a lot of the women's health experts and doctors that we talked to. It's very one of the saddest things that can happen in the medical profession, but it's also thankfully very rare. The problem is that it's so rare that people are still just realizing that this is still a thing that happens in the United States. And these a lot of these deaths are preventable. You have women who are enduring C-sections, who maybe didn't get prenatal care, who weren't able to get their postpartum visit in time, because it happens so quickly after giving birth, within a matter of hours, days, or weeks. So I think a lot of people don't realize what a important and critical time it is after a woman gives birth.
All right. In 2013, the state legislature established this task force on maternal mortality and morbidity. What did that task force discover about, first of all, who is most at risk of dying during or after childbirth in Texas?
Mm-hmm. The task force has found in their research so far that it's mostly Black women who are at most risk of dying after childbirth or having complications. A lot of the women that they've studied are also women who might be in Medicaid, might have to pay out of pocket for their insurance, or might have no insurance at all. It's women over 40. So these women come from various walks of life, but the running consistent theme was that Black women are the most at risk of dying after childbirth.
Can anybody figure out why Black women are more at risk than other women of color, even when socioeconomics are factored in?
Well, I found in my reporting, you know, when I've asked that same question, you know, we really can't talk about Black women and Black maternal health unless we're talking about systemic racism in the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. You know, you have women who do not feel like they can talk to their doctors. You have unconscious bias against Black women when they're trying to ask questions or perceptions about if they'll follow their doctor's orders when it comes to their health plan. So all of that is a very important distinct factor, too, in terms of how do we welcome Black women into the healthcare system.
If you'd like to hear this whole conversation, check out the Think podcast. Simply look for Think in the Explore section of NPR One or use search to find it. You can also subscribe at think.kera.org or wherever you get your podcasts.